Hello, everyone. Welcome to Podtacular. I'm your host, Dust Storm. And with me, I have a pretty big panel to kind of go over the events of MLG Dallas to start off the 2010 season. So we'll go ahead.
2011.
Wow. Double fail. So we'll go ahead and introduce our panel of guests for the evening, starting with Anorexic Leader. Go ahead.
Hi, everybody. I'm Anorexic Leader. I'm the co-overlord of the Podtacular Pro Clan.
Hello, my name is Stud Muffin. I am new to PodTac, and I'm glad to be joining.
Very nice.
Oh, I'm Automatic, and I'm basically the best.
I'm Jack Fire Dragon, and I'm British, apparently.
There's no apparently about it. That's fact.
Yeah, but you keep telling me that, so I guess even if it wasn't true, it is now.
Fair enough.
I am Amplified Silence, and I'm a Podtacular Pro, and I'm also better than Otto, so.
Ooh.
Ooh. All right, shit's about to go down.
Wow. Okay. You weren't there to play with us when we were actually having our lands. I don't know.
It's about to throw down.
Otto was, I would say he was probably the best out of the group there, so.
We're going to have a challenge on our hands.
I can smell it. Seriously.
Settle this with some Halo chess?
That's going to be how you'll settle all arguments from now on. Just play Halo chess.
Exactly. I don't know. I think a match of Halo Wars might be...
the official PodTac Pro Rock, Paper, Scissors Halo chess?
Yep. Definitely.
Wait, so how do you even do Rock, Paper, Scissors in Halo? Would you get, like, just different weapons or something?
You'd play Forge, and you'd, like, throw rocks and swords at each other.
What, swords would be scissors, rocks, I guess, would be...
Rocks.
And paper's just a grid.
No, just, you just like, you go to Forge World, and you literally throw one of those giant rocks at the guy.
Paper could be, like, a shield door or something.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, yeah, and if you have paper, you can have one of those like bouncy shield doors, so when they throw the rock, you can just bounce it back at them.
Yeah, that works.
Even better. The sword can't do shit, so...
Wow, really good.
Never two scissors. Wait, so all of you guys are part of the Podtacular MLG kind of group?
Half of us are.
And, okay. Yeah, Dusty's down there too, yeah.
Okay, good.
I'm kind of me... On
well, you're new. You're new too. I wasn't there for your inauguration.
Yep, Aretha Franklin actually.
You mean my inauguration?
Oh wait, that was Obama.
The post, the post that Regime posted.
Wait, saying, he's the president?
These people are in.
Oh. Okay. Wait, we're talking about NLG, not Pro Clan, are we?
But we don't even have. We don't even have. Never mind. We're talking about MLG Dallas. That's what we're talking about.
I'm confused. I'm really confused.
It's okay. This game is over.
To the dome.
To the dome.
Anyway, we're talking about MOD Dallas for 2011, not 2010. That was last year. I'm talking about this year. With Halo Reach. New Halo Reach.
Impact, baby. Let's go.
No, screw Impact.
I think Enable could beat them 1v4.
So true.
I don't know, but
the troops that was
Friday night was Impact was probably the highlight of that night for me. 3-0 final boss. That was freaking beast.
Yeah, we couldn't make it there. We had to fight over a car on the way there.
Well, you could only watch half of it anyway because the stream kept falling apart.
Yeah, that did me off. I missed the first two matches, which are the two big upsets of Friday night. Kept screwing up.
Well, I mean, I really understand it for this event, because if you look at like how much MLG grew last year alone, and like how many people that Sundance was like saying that are going to show up, and like all their partnerships and stuff they've done this year, I expected a huge audience, and it turns out, like, if you guys have been following their tweets during the weekend, it turns out that most of the problems were on the service provider's end.
A lot of it was the convention center.
The whole stream. So their MLG stuff was working fine, but when they were sending it out, the servers or whatever they were routing it through at the ISP was screwing up, and they didn't give them enough space or something. So,
but at the same time, when Sundance was talking about it Sunday, he blamed it on the tech team, which I thought was
awful. I know. He was just like, we got a good tech team, but for Columbus, we'll get a better one.
When did he say that? Because I don't think I even had the stream up because it wasn't working or something.
I think it was sometime after Loser's Bracket Round 8 or something like that that Puck just passed it to Sundance. It was just like, Shibby was just like, Sundance has a message here. Yeah, guys, tech team screwed up. Sorry.
It's not the tech team.
He said
though.
The tech team wasn't as prepared as they thought they were.
Well, I mean, it was the whole venue, and it was just the whole venue in general, because even like the media access to the internet was being really funked up.
They didn't. Weren't they saying something about like main stage matches were screwing up everybody else's hosting? Was there a problem with that? Do you guys know?
What do you mean? I know, like, for StarCraft, they couldn't do their games because they had to have internet servers. So they were, like, down. Like, apparently the stream was down for basically the whole event. And, like, half the time they couldn't do matches because they couldn't connect to servers. And, like, in the middle of games would drop.
That would suck.
Because of the internet connection. And I think it was just Dallas Convention Center in general. Mm-hmm. At least that's what I got out of it.
Well, I know when they did, I don't remember what event it was. It might have been Vegas when they actually did like the Modern Warfare 2 finals or whatever back. Or it was like the first the only time they had, I don't know. They had Modern Warfare 2 and they had to do it online because there's no LAN. So that was like the only event that needed it. So that was kind of dedicated and the stream wasn't as high quality as it is now. So
there's no Modern Warfare 2 LAN?
There's Black Ops LAN, but Modern Warfare 2 didn't have LAN, no.
Right, that's why they didn't do it at every event, like they're doing this year with Black Ops.
Wow, I didn't even know that.
Well, Black Ops only fixed LAN, like they had the LAN, but they don't have LAN lobbies, and they only did a remedy to that, like, about a month ago.
Why do game developers make games without LAN?
I don't know.
Multiplayer, that doesn't make any sense nowadays.
Well, yeah, it doesn't make sense, but at the same time, Bungie, who we're accustomed to, started out on LAN, so they know what the fuck they're doing, and that's the reason they have had it in every single one of their games. So we can't take it against. Or like,
but I mean, I'm pretty sure StarCraft 1 had LAN.
Yeah, I bet PC stuff has a lot of LAN.
I mean, PC stuff has more LAN stuff than console stuff typically does.
Yeah, but why would they be doing it online then? Why they were doing it?
That is a good question.
Oh, well. From what I heard, Blizzard's worried about like content copyright or something, some stupid thing like that.
Yeah.
So they want it on their servers.
I guess.
That's kind of stupid, but whatever. Logistics.
I mean, I think with like how many games you have, I guess they have put enough money into having enough servers for people to play on. Is that what's going on, or?
I don't know. I would say, you know, let's take a break here. All these good StarCraft players that play all the time, they're not going to be playing this entire weekend. They're going to be on LAN. Awesome. Servers, take a break.
Well, I mean, I was talking, like, there's, like, all the media guys I ran into with media passes were there for StarCraft. And, I mean, I was talking to them. It's like, why can't they just, like, license a custom server to MLG and do it that way?
I think developers really need to have, I mean, obviously it's not just a developer's decision, but like companies need to have a better like relationship with MLG, especially if they're going to get this sort of advertising and exposure that MLG can give it.
Right.
So I definitely say like work with MLG if if you want your game to be bigger than it is now.
Right.
Yeah.
Get that sort of thing worked out.
I mean, I still want to, like, one thing I like about the StarCraft and Call of Duty 2, though, is they have spectator modes, which I'm still a little surprised Bungie didn't decide to implement that into their game at all for, like, LANs.
Because
there's enough bandwidth on a LAN to do it.
Yeah, I think it's just, like, hard-coding is just the problem. They didn't want to, I guess, Reach, they built it from the ground up, but, you know, it's still Halo, and it sucks it doesn't have spectator mode, but it had theater first, so... And it still has a better theater. Freaking Call of Duty, you have to save it in your file share.
Yeah,
you only get 6.
And you only get 30 seconds.
Well, yeah, if you want to transfer it to YouTube.
Yeah.
That's when you just buy your own capture card.
You take like 10 out of them.
Some of us have HD capture cards.
Yep.
That's the
like,
way to get.
Like half of us in here.
Yeah, really. Like YouTube.com.
They're so cheap nowadays. Did you guys, or have some of you guys been affected by the whole not being able to upload more than 15 minutes again?
I
know that applies more to you, Amp, but.
Yeah, I have not had a problem with it for a while. I think they started giving me a notification at the upload window where it said, like, you can upload videos at a limited – I think it's unlimited or, like, I have, like, 30 minutes or something right now. I don't remember what they said. They said – I guess it's more like, oh, you have 15 minutes. You can upload videos longer than 15 minutes. They don't really have a cap on that. But – you still can't upload a file bigger than a gig or whatever.
It's 2 gigs.
Is it 2 gigs now?
It's something from the RT community night, because I actually got in to play with Jack and Joel.
Oh, and you
they're bitch. Like 16, they're like 16 and 17 minutes long. So when I went to upload, it said video's too long, and it's like just over a gig or something.
Mm.
You could just cut it.
I could, but... I mean, the point is still I have that limit taken away from – or that unlimited part taken away from me now, and I was planning to do kind of like a complete legendary run-through. Well, and I have everything set up, and now this stops me. So now I have to wait until that goes away or find another video hosting or host it on my own.
You just need to be a partner, actually, because anyone who's a partner gets that removed.
Yeah, but if you're a partner, that means you have to actually make videos on a consistent basis.
And make sure actually, that none of your stuff is copyright and stuff, which doing, like, I think doing campaign stuff, some of the stuff you can't...
matches third-party content.
Yeah, some of the campaign stuff might not be authorized by Bungie, like cutscenes and stuff. So you might want to check on that when before you start doing partner stuff.
Oh, well. Not much you can do.
Okay. YouTube discussion over.
YouTube discussion over. Yep.
YouTube just needs to stay, not stop changing.
Hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I would like do maybe Vimeo, but they're limited to 720p. Mm. They don't do anything bigger than that. So, it's whatever. Moving on to more stuff.
Back to MLG.
Past the media stream stuff that was going on.
So before Dallas, do you guys play much of the MLG playlists on Reach?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah.
I played quite a
bit. How many guys did you run into?
Like what do you mean?
How many guys did we run
into? Like any of the top teams did you run into?
None.
Yeah.
Oh, in the playlist?
Yeah.
I've played with Cloud, LMI, and Enable. But I haven't run into like any full teams in the playlist.
Same, but
the problem with the Reach playlist is there's no rank, so if you're good enough to match up against them, like in Halo 3, if you were 50, you'd get pros, you know, a good amount of the time. But in this, you get randoms every single time. You get lucky if you find a single pro. So.
Yeah, it's.
Well, I mean, I'll be honest. I do.
Well, I take that back. I take that back. I did run into Break once, I think.
Yeah. But he is Braake, I think.
Yeah, 3 A's.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't mind matching up against pros. What I mind is matching up against pros, and then I get paired with just complete idiots.
Oh my god, yes, I know. That's the only thing that I don't like. I like the fact that I can play with pros more often than I did in Halo 3, but at the same time, I mean, nobody ever has mics and stuff like that, because you're just playing with anybody that wants to be in there.
Yeah, that's why you need a good, solid friends list.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that would
be fun.
That's definitely my problem in Reach. I just hop in and kids on my team will go -14 and -15. And you're just like, really? How hard is it?
Sounds like this weekend.
For Dust Storm, at least.
Basically for everyone except you and Otto, we're basically negative almost the whole time.
Who were you guys playing with? You just guys playing in like hotel room?
We were in a house with my buddy Ryan, and Ryan was pretty good at Halo 3, but he hasn't played Reach hardly at all, so he was not doing very hot. And then one of the Black Ops refs for the event, my buddy Matt, He came by and he played one night. And he's really good too. So
between the three of you, I think you three were like the best.
Yeah, me, Matt, and Automatic or Zach, we pretty much were wrecking shop.
I still have that one sick no scope.
Yes. And you know what it was? What? It was to the dough.
Wait, were you guys doing free for all or 4v4?
No, we were doing MLG stuff 4v4.
Oh, okay.
We basically played the series both nights.
Yeah.
What, full 11 games or just 5?
First one we did just 5. The second night we did 11, I think.
Yeah, dude. When you actually get a good group of people, local people that can do lands and stuff, it's amazing. Just like doing it, like even like monthly, if not like weekly or something, it's just amazing to just like go play on land, even if they suck.
I don't have anyone here that plays Halo that much.
Yeah, that's why like some colleges campuses are really good for it and some aren't, you know. Like my college campus is pretty good for it. We didn't get a whole lot of people after like the first couple weeks, you know, but we had some solid people show up, and we jump online together in the same room or something, or just do like 2v2s. It's pretty fun to play on LAN, I'm not gonna lie.
I've never played on LAN. I would not know.
You've never been to a LAN party?
I've never been to a LAN party.
Wow.
Chisel? Dude, the environment of playing the person you're playing against is like right across from you, and you're just destroying them.
That you can yell in their face.
You can yell at them over the TVs. That's the like the best feeling in the world.
And you can just like stand up and be like, what?
Get out of their face.
I've never seen anyone talk trash like snipe down talk trash to Ninja at the feature stage. It was so bad. Ninja said one thing to snipe down, and he didn't leave him alone for the rest of the series. And it was a 5-game series, so he's trash talking him every game.
If you want to see some talk trash talk.
Some talk trash.
Elamite's pretty good, but the worst I've seen, like this guy goes all out and is just like nasty. I don't like him for it. It's a gunshot.
Oh, okay. I thought you were gonna say Clutch.
Oh no. Clutch is he's more theatrical with his stuff, you know. Like yeah. he'll get into the game more that way.
But I hate Clutch.
Gunshot, I have to say, like Gunshot and like some of the guys from like Maniac's kind of annoying, and it's like APG's a little annoying too when they start trash talking. But Elamite's entertaining, no matter who he's playing.
Elamite warrior.
I mean, who impressed you most at Dallas?
What?
Who impressed you most?
Lethal, no question.
What?
Oh, dude, no kidding. He was
dude.
Amazing.
Lethal was going off every game.
It was
my
ridiculous.
God,
ridiculous.
You couldn't stop him. Seriously, it was nuts.
Okay, outside
One thing I noticed about Impact was compared to the other teams, they were really calm and collected.
Yeah. Dude, Neighbor is just like a beast now. Like, that kid used to get upset so much, but this tournament has turned that around. Like, he is so, like, happy with his team right now. They're going to do so much better in Columbus than they did, and that's going to be ridiculous.
I don't know, he seems a little too loose sometimes. Like, he was sitting in the middle of a championship game, like, halfway through a champion in the championship, you know, when they were playing status quo. Yeah. He just sat there, and he was taking a drink from his water in the middle of the game. And they were losing, though.
It's better than tearing your hair out.
Well, yeah. You know.
Better than yelling at your teammates.
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, they got something good going. There's no point ruining it by just shouting at each other.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Impact was definitely the fan favorite in the venue.
Oh, okay. I wouldn't know. We could barely hear the crowd.
It was hard to hear them sometimes. Some of the mics were pretty good, but other than that, it was pretty bad.
Well,
but
their whole setup was different.
Yeah. How was the chairs versus the bleachers?
Not okay.
It didn't seem like it'd be the same.
It's mixed. First, from a media perspective, you really can't get that good of pictures.
Uh-huh.
All you can get of like faces is side shots.
Yeah.
So it kind of killed being able to get some good pictures at opportune times. And no one reacted to when they won, especially the championships. SASCO just kind of like sat back and was like, yeah, we just won. There was like no big reaction out of anyone during the event. Yeah. Unlike there was last year, where people were standing up on their feet, throwing their hands in the air, being like, "Yeah, what?"
No, there was a good one when Impact beat BTH in that Sanctuary game when Neighbor sniped him, sniped APG when he had camo. That was a good reaction. Didn't see that many.
He looked at him so long. I thought he was going to choke so bad. It was just like,
I mean, it took him a second to line up the shot.
Yeah. Because he didn't. If he missed it, it would have been like all over. So he had to get that shot right.
He could have body shot it and still.
I mean, it would have been 49-49. They still could have won.
Well, there was probably a guy up in the hut, and if he had seen, like, if he had been spotted, then that guy would have just started nailing him. And I don't think there was anybody to help Neighbor out. So
yeah.
Unless, you know what would have been even better? If he did miss the shot and then no scoped the kid from hut that was jumping after him.
That would have been sick.
Who disappointed you most, though?
It was good in the way that you could see the main stages from any part of the venue, but you kind of lost the feel that it was actually an arena in a competition. Like it almost felt like a half coliseum with the old style where you had the bleachers and the high rise in the back, and now you're below them, where with the bleachers you can actually look above them. And you don't get any kind of connection with the players. You can't see their faces while they're playing, except for what's up on screen.
And it also seemed like for some parts of the event that the like all the seats weren't really filled. It was like kind of empty-ish. There weren't that many people at the championship.
It was full for Championship Sunday. All the seats were full.
I think they need to switch StarCraft 2 and Halo, dude. They got more people watching.
Yeah,
StarCraft
they got more
2.
Over there.
Well, yeah, this was definitely the biggest StarCraft event. Like, Sonny D said something about, like, that was, like, there was, like all the people at StarCraft could have filled, like, all three main stages.
Well, they finally moved when Halo was done. They finally converted those screens over the StarCraft screens, and that got filled up pretty quick, apparently.
Oh, was that right?
From the Twitters.
I don't know, quickly before we move on with some Halo stuff, did any of you guys watch the Black Ops streams at all?
I watched it a little.
I could see
it from the Halo station.
I mean, yeah. They only had the one. They only had one screen. Three screens of different reach.
I was really enjoying it. I mean, I still compete sort of like on a local level with events and stuff, so I try to get those little like nade spots and stuff that the pros use. But it was pretty entertaining. Some of those game types are kind of iffy. It's the same with Halo, like in Halo 3 with like King of the Hill and Oddball. You know how it'd be kind of like a team one, and then there'd be like an extra minute or so because it was mathematically impossible, and there's like nothing to do. Well, that's pretty much what it is like in there's domination. It pretty much like you have to play two rounds of domination, and it gets kind of boring watching it played twice. You know, but it was pretty entertaining. CTF is pretty intense and. Search and Destroy, of course. One life.
Destroy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just great.
I've never played a CTF match on Call of Duty before.
What?
Yeah. CTF is pretty intense. I prefer Halo's way of going at it where the flag carrier can't shoot, you know? But in COD, it's pretty good, too, because there are some intense stalemates, like just like in Halo. So.
Unless you play Action Sack.
We're not talking about Action Sack.
You can do it now. it'd be interesting to see if MLG would implement that in, but I doubt they would.
So what's your opinion on the whole having all the weapons and perks unlocked? Because, I mean, granted, I don't really know too much into the COD MLG stuff, but...
That is definitely the way to go. No question about it.
Okay.
Yeah, because the thing about LAN is that, like... When you're going through a prestige, you're unlocking stuff along the way and you're trying to get stuff pro. And if you had to take any sort of time to try to get any of that stuff pro or unlock any of those weapons or buy any of those like attachments, it would be just LAN would be pointless because you'd have to set up these accounts beforehand, you know. Whereas if everything's unlocked, everybody has access to everything. It's like a clean slate, even like Halo is, except for the armor abilities now. So, I mean, you obviously make your own classes customized, but past that, everybody has access to the same thing, and it's all even keel from there. So,
okay. You know, I like that they have the spectator mode in COD as well.
Yeah, that's it's a pretty nice feature. I mean, it's not the only place you really use it is there at an event, but because in Halo you can do the same sort of thing. Like when you're in game and you're just playing, you can flip through your players when you're dead, your teammates.
Yeah,
and you do the same thing in Halo. It's just that
I mean, you can join a COD game and just spectate though.
Yeah, it's kind of a nice feature, but again, it's only really for like filming something, so it's not a huge deal with the like the core of the game. So,
right. But
I do not hate Bungie for not including spectator mode.
Oh well.
I don't necessarily hate it either, but it'd be nice to see kind of like see it.
Yeah.
For tournaments, because I mean there's tournaments other than MLG that take place.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd be nice to have like a controller just kind of go through and have custom views and be able to. I mean, I think it'd be pretty cool to kind of pull out into a third person in some instances.
Yeah, I'm kind of
or have like a third person overlay of nice. People.
I'm kind of miffed at them choosing PS3. Obviously, sponsorships and everything. That's how it worked out. But I mean, MLG built their company on Xbox 360 with Halo, and like, I mean, that's where most of the competitive community, let alone like the entire gaming community, is, besides PC, obviously. PC's just a dominant force there. But
right.
Console gaming, Xbox 360 is like, for actual game, like competitive games, that's where you go. Most of the guys who play professionally for Call of Duty are Xbox 360 owners. They just play PS3 because they have to.
Right. You know? Well, for PS3, and I was talking about people on the show floor, for PS3, it sounds like Killzone 3 would be a better option, and then have like a second Xbox game be COD.
Yeah, that'd be cool. But I guess, I mean, again, it's all like business oriented, so
yep.
It's kind of annoying, but can't really do anything about it.
I'm sure
they
could afford it.
Yeah, I mean, I remember going, not this current last Dallas, but the national championships for 2010. I know you and I, Dustin, got to play Killzone while we were there. And honestly, like I saw that they had this big feature station for it and such, and I knew that there was going to be PlayStation 3 involvement coming in the 2011 season. So I was really thinking, like, dude, Killzone, first of all, is legit. Like, it's a really fun game. I actually own it. I pretty much bought a PlayStation for it. And so I was thinking, man, they're probably looking at making that a flagship game, you know, if Sony's going to jump into this.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Right. And so then to show up and really, you know, hear the whole announcement of like, well, Black Ops is going to be on circuit, guys, but it's going to be on PlayStation. And like, we know that they've been doing Black Ops, or they were doing Call of Duty PlayStation stuff for a while. But I mean, I was really kind of shocked to see, you know, that there were, the whole setup for the entire year, you know, is going to be nothing but PS3. Call of Duty Black Ops, and I was like, why did you strip away an actual developed game for your system, you know, and force people, you know, who generally prefer to play on Xbox and Xbox Live, or I even think it's more competitive, then, you know, and have to go train and practice and play and stuff on the PlayStation for Black Ops. I mean, I think it's really silly. I think they should have done two Xbox 360 titles and have a you know, definitely have Killzone or some other game. Obviously, SOCOM was present at the event this weekend. But, I mean, I think it's really an odd move that they put Call of Duty on the PS3 side.
Yeah, if you look at the open bracket for COD, I mean, it was pretty empty. Obviously, it's first event. Not everybody's going to show up. But I attribute most of that to PS3 because, you know, when I think about Xbox 360 versus PS3, obviously, I've had a lot more experience with the Xbox. Like, the PlayStation Network just doesn't have the audience. And I don't see why. I mean, obviously, all the pro teams, they can afford to buy a PS3 to compete and earn more money. But, like, everybody else, they're just not going to play. And right. It's going to be tough for MLG to justify keeping it. And if they don't end up keeping Call of Duty, it's going to be even worse for all the Xbox 360 guys because they'd want to play it anyway. But MLG is probably just going to get rid of it, cut it out right of all together because PS3 didn't work with it. So. But we'll see. I'm still do game battle stuff. So
have you played any on the PS3?
I've played only like at friends' houses and stuff, but I haven't really played.
Like I played for about a month and a half on PS3. I'm not a big COD person, but I played for about a month and a half on the PS3, and then I played on the Xbox a bit, and everybody on the Xbox seems to care so much more than everybody on the PS3. Like, I don't know if that's just who I was playing with, and most of the stuff on PS3 is custom, but...
I've noticed like that too, automatic. Like, it's just more competitive, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's definitely a bigger... I'm pretty sure it's a bigger community. I mean, a lot more people on Xbox Live. But I don't know. It's definitely grown to be the more competitive, and they should just stick with it because they know the audience works. Halo's there, and Call of Duty has an even bigger audience. So why not just stick with the Xbox 360 because that's where everybody is. But
yeah.
Damn it, yeah. Sony. Take over our games.
Yep, that's
it. Mean, I don't think it's necessarily all Sony. I mean, just make Sony have it, the PlayStation be Killzone 3, and then make COD an extra Xbox one.
Yeah, well, that might have been a push from Activision as well, but I think the Sony...
Well, then address it on the more popular platform. I mean, yeah. Why can't you just make that connection? It's not a hard connection to make. I mean, seriously. Ain't that hard.
I feel like yep. I think they just feel like they have to have something for the PS3, and that was their best
Hello.
I don't know. I've heard a lot of opinions about Killzone as a game that it's just the controls are too clunky, and I agree with that after playing it at Raleigh. It doesn't seem as fluid as some of the more developed games are.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, I've played both Killzone 2 and 3 titles, and the thing with Killzone 2 was that it was very weighty feeling, and that really has kind of been taken completely away from the final game of Killzone 3. Like, there's not that weighty feeling. They don't use a lot of the six-axis movement like they did with a sniper beforehand. Like, if your hands literally moved, you would miss a shot because of the fact that you're jerking the controller left to right. They've taken a lot of this stuff out. I mean, quick scoping in that game is probably more fun than even Halo and Call of Duty, to be completely honest. And I mean, they people can't really complain about some of the weapons either, because I mean, COD snipers are one shot kills, and the Killzone snipers are one shot kill. And honestly, the controls in the game now feel a lot more fast paced, and more on par with your new Modern Warfare games and such like that. So it has a lot of fun game modes too. So really, it's came a lot from even the alpha code that we played at the past MLG event. I knew then it looked amazing and I was gonna check it out and probably buy it. But now that I own the full game, I really think it's worth a competitive play. And that's all I have to say.
I think we're all kind of at the same conclusion.
Yeah.
In this situation. But yeah. So the StarCraft basically just got screwed for the whole weekend. It's going to be interesting to see if how people are going to react to that. Because, I mean, this is pretty much the first big event for StarCraft. And
yeah, I saw some people upset about the brackets, how the bracket system works. I mean, MLG's had this for a long time where they did do the extended series.
Right.
And a lot of people were mad because I guess they were fans of some players. I didn't watch much of the StarCraft, but I guess they were fans of some of the players who lost out because they had to go into extended series. But that's just how it works.
Well, for some of them, they had to do rematches because of the laggy host and dropped internet stuff. So some people just said, I quit, I'm out. And
that sucks.
When I was talking to some of the StarCraft press, since this is the first StarkCraft event, it's kind of gonna have an impact of, well, the first event kind of sucked. What's the likeliness of more people coming back next time? And they really needed to deliver to capture the StarkCraft audience, and now it looks like it'll probably be a little bit more difficult since they kind of messed up the stream this time around.
Yeah, well, they also had way more people than they expected to be watching, so.
And it really wasn't necessarily MLG's fault. It was the venue's ISP, but still. I mean, even though it's not necessarily their fault, they're still going to get impacted in a negative way.
I'm just glad I bought a high-quality pass when I did, because now I get a free one from Columbus.
Yeah. When did you buy one?
I bought it sometime late Friday night. So,
same.
I had been deciding... It'd been crapping out a lot, and I thought maybe getting an HQ would maybe improve the experience or extend times I would be able to watch or something. But
I think we went through exactly the same idea.
I think they're running on the same server. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, but priorities.
But I mean, the MLG site was actually down for 4 hours on Friday.
Well, yeah, it was down like as soon as the event started, or even before that. It was just I was kept getting the server error, and so I would just sit there and do other stuff, and then go back refresh. Oh, nope, another hour.
I mean, I'm at least glad it happened. I mean, I'm not glad it happened. I'm just glad it happened at Dallas rather than at the Nationals.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I mean, it's happened now. It's the first event. You know that if they make the same mistake at the second event, then there's no excuse.
I'm wondering if they, like, actually tested, like, the internet stuff beforehand, because
I think
that when you test it, it would kind of identify little kinks like that.
You can't test the volume of, all these people using up that much bandwidth at once. You can't really test that. I don't know.
Well, I don't think it's necessarily being pushed out from the venue. I think the stream's being pushed out to a central location and then being rebroadcasted. It wouldn't make sense for them to broadcast straight from the venue. I don't think the venue would have that much bandwidth to begin with.
Yeah, I know Sundance was talking about how a lot of it was getting bottlenecked at a place in Dallas where they were routing through. So at some point, the draw got to that place and pretty much blew it out, and it just stopped working. And that's part of the problem. So I think if they make sure they talk to everybody in Columbus that they're dealing with beforehand, it shouldn't be too much of a problem, but I expect some delays or some malfunctions again, especially if it's as big as Dallas was.
I mean, there were lots of people there too.
Yeah.
It was a huge event.
I want to hear the numbers from MLG.
From what I was told from the PR lady, there was at least, she was expecting over 10,000.
That's a lot of people.
So,
a lady.
And it was pretty interesting to see, like, at least the first day. The second day is kind of resembled this, not quite. But the number of StarCraft spectators was equal to the combination of the Halo and COD spectators. That's how popular StarCraft was. Mm. But that's enough with the other games. Let's move on to our game, Halo.
So,
Halo Reach.
The Dr. Pepper girls.
Or we can go into the booth babes, which I think Ryan hit on every booth babe in there.
He tried anyways. He tried.
Yeah, he tried.
Definitely.
Like, geez, man.
I was like,
I guess you don't have anything better to do.
Yeah, well, I mean, he did go get a water bottle one day.
What?
I mean, you had to go search for the water bottles.
Oh, yeah.
The Warhead one, station. Yeah.
Yep.
We were going to do that Sunday, but, like, dude, they were found before, like, 12 o'clock. Like, people really hardcore wanted them.
Yep.
But, it's free stuff. I mean, why not, right?
What did you get if you found them?
A water bottle, a little packet full of candy, and then, like, the sweatshirt.
Yeah.
Wait, what's this?
The Warhead stand.
It was a little thing they had at the event.
Oh, okay. I missed out.
Yep, you did.
Pretty cool sponsor. I kind of did. Were they giving away free Warheads?
Yeah, they were.
But in no way did they replace. In no way did they replace Doritos, because Doritos was food.
Yeah. That's
there was
true.
No food there this year,
and there was no Hot Pockets either.
Yeah,
and there was no NOS outside the players.
Hot Pockets.
All there was Dr. Pepper, Stride, and the Warheads.
Yeah, but at the Warhead stand, it was pretty legit. They would give you like six packages of Warheads.
That's freaking awesome, dude.
I've still got about 30 packages left.
I'm going to show you what are Warheads.
Warheads are a little powerful for me.
They're these little tiny, like, round discs of sour candy. It's hard candy, so you just suck on it for forever.
It's sour.
Dude, I can put, like, 8 of those in my mouth.
Oh, jeez.
Freaking awesome, dude.
That's ridiculous.
You can put 8 of what in your mouth?
warheads. They're this little candy that comes in a package.
No, no.
It's the same face.
Just to clarify, this hard candy.
Sure.
I might have to smack somebody.
To the dome.
We talked about who was surprised by APG.
What about him?
He literally went positive like every game, and no one talked about him at all.
He's been known to go positive. He's a pretty solid player.
But like, he's definitely a hell of a lot better reach than he was at Halo 3.
Yeah. I don't know. There wasn't much talk about many of the top teams from last year.
Well, there was.
Other than them getting beat out by Impact.
To be honest, I know
the big teams, I know Instinct got 6th, TD got 9th, and FB got 10th. So,
I mean, I just cannot believe that Instinct will stay the same. Because Tots is... I mean, I like Tots, but he is awful.
He needs to do the Dougie more.
He is terrible. Almost every single game, he would go negative.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely think they could keep T squared. He's a solid enough player, and he's a good team leader. But Roy is incredible. Like, I don't even know how that kid does what he does. Lunchbox is like right behind him. I saw Lunchbox go like positive double digits, like right behind his brother, like almost every game. And like, I don't know, those two together, they should really find another solid two. And just go with it. I think if they got legit and needed, that would be a beast team right there.
Well, you know, what I can see is, I mean, I don't know if they'll do this because I don't know if they even drop Tots. I mean, 6th is okay, I guess, but if they did drop Tots, I would just say do a straight replacement for Walshy. He's not going to get you any more positive, but who's a better flat? Who's a better objective? Tots or Walshy?
But there's no Mauler.
That's so true.
He can't hide in the vent with the Mauler.
Nah. Let us hide somewhere with a sniper and just snipe.
So since nobody said anything, where was Walshy this weekend?
Oh, he was ill.
Yeah, he was
Oh, he wasn't there? Oh, it's too
bad. He got something he could.
Who did they replace him with on Carbon?
They replaced him with Loki. I talked to Kimo from Podtech, who was actually Carbon's coach for the weekend. I'm not sure if he'll stay in that position yet because he's a new coach. However, plus they placed pretty horribly. But it's really not Carbon's fault because they hadn't meshed with Loki at all. But Kimo didn't exactly tell me where or what Walshy was doing. He did say he was in the hospital, but he didn't really release as to what had happened. I'm not entirely sure.
Antipro told me at one point, but I'm forgetting the details now.
Yeah.
But it was like a legit issue.
I'm suspicious of drugs.
It wasn't drugs. It was something else.
He's so skinny, though.
I think the point is, like...
It was legit something. I just don't remember what it was.
No, I mean, I'm pretty sure Saper posted saying everything's fine. Not everything's fine, but he's like, he's not done anything stupid, like got into drugs or being arrested or anything. He's very ill, just... But, I mean, if he's that ill, I can't see him getting better for Columbus, to be honest. Either.
Yeah, at least getting enough practice in if he's going to stay in the hospital for a while.
I mean, he still hasn't been on for, 3 weeks now? It's getting towards 3 weeks he hasn't played Reach for.
Well, at this point, I mean, if you want to do the comparison between, like, not meshing, Optic Gaming, who got 3rd in the Black Ops, they teamed with Nadeshot, their 4th, for 6 hours. So.
Yeah, I guess.
At the pro level, there's a certain point that you get to where it's like you have a good player on an already good mesh team. He can mesh pretty easily at that point. You just got to take a little bit of time.
You got to make sure there's some players that you can actually just go right in with a good team dynamic, and there's some players that just don't work like that.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that's part of it too. That he probably just worked really well as a team member to begin with, and just actually did really well.
Yeah.
What the heck is this?
No.
Oh gosh. Do I want to click this link?
As we were talking, I definitely think Walshy's gonna end up on a different team by Columbus because.
Oh no! They've already said that. I think Scarvane's taking over the Carbon name, and he's already said he's looking for 3.
Tell him I'm game. No, I'm kidding. But
So yeah,
Carbon's not even going to be pro at Columbus.
No, but I mean, I hate the fact that Carbon have been knocked out, but I love the fact that there are four teams that you would never have put in your top 16 in the top 16.
Yeah, I actually know. I know, quote unquote, a kid on what's it called, Cyberbullies.
Yeah.
And I would never associate myself with this kid, but they ended up getting 20th, which is ridiculous. And I honestly think he got carried. He's not even on leaderboard, which kind of tells you something.
Wait, was it Decliner?
No, Decliner's pretty good. Those guys, Schaefer? I mean, they didn't do so hot. But
Oh, dude, I sat by what's his name? Pawn, you know?
Prawn, yeah.
I sat by his dad. His dad was having a talk with me.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it was definitely weird.
Yeah,
they were getting killed, and I wanted to say so much about their team. He was just right beside me, and I was like, I would feel awful.
I mean, interesting though. Once you start to talk to some of the pro players and their families, they're really not that quote unquote awkward to talk to.
No.
They're just like regular people.
Are they?
Yeah.
I mean, they're
not like movie stars.
They're like YouTube stars in a sense.
Right.
Right.
I mean,
damn you, Amp.
Going is like, hey, you famous person. You're not that famous.
Right.
However, if some random famous like Brad Pitt suddenly came down to you on the street, they're just like, fuck, it's you. Hi there.
It's like, yeah, that's right, I'm famous.
Yeah. They can just walk down the street just saying, yeah, I'm famous, look at me. I'm getting money right now.
Yeah, over the course of the weekend, I ended up talking with TTL Cosmo, and me and him were watching a match on main stage, yet we were staying close enough to the pit and like section A or B. And so we said something, and this older lady turned around, and she was actually talking about her son competing. And it turns out, like, dude, she has been at like MLG events since the very first one. It was crazy. But like her son wasn't like a big name pro. Like, I had heard the name before. I can't remember who it was now. It escapes me. But she was like, oh yeah, I was at like the first thing in Ohio. And she was like debating all this crazy stuff and how like the MLG used to be so small and now it's like this ginormous thing. And we talked for like 5 minutes. It was really kind of awkward because it was like, man, this lady knows a lot of stuff, but she at the same time is like just a regular soccer mom kind of feel, you know? So she really doesn't know anything. She just kind of hands her son Capri Sun.
was she the MLG grandma?
Huh?
Was she the MLG grandma?
She wasn't a grandma, no. No, she was, I'd say probably like 40-ish area. She wasn't a granny though. But also at a past event, Ryan, whose house we stayed at over the weekend, he talked to Defy's mom in an elevator. it was really random.
Yeah.
We were in this elevator, and she was wearing like she was decked out in Carbon stuff, and he just kind of asked her like, "Yo, so are you so and so's mom or something like that?" And she's like, "Oh no, actually, my son. You may know him as Defy." And she's like, "Whoa, you're Defy's mom!" And he had a Carbon hat on. And he had a Sharpie in his hand. He literally had Defy's mother's.
Oh my god!
Like no joke.
That is
it
awesome.
It was so random. And so like he was wearing it over the weekend. I don't know if you guys saw it, but yeah, if you read underneath the bottom of the bill, it's like Defy's mom with a little heart. it was a little awkward, but really funny.
Just a quick question. Going back to Carbon, I know Chemo was their coach. Are you saying that Chemo was part of Podtac?
Yes.
Back in the day, yeah, he was.
At some point back in the day, Chemo was definitely part of Podtac. And I don't really know where he's exactly moved on to as much now. I mean, obviously he hasn't been around the site in forever. We talked a little bit about the podcast and how, like, he remembered whenever Fumo and all of them had left. But he hadn't really listened to anything or been around on forums or anything like that. And he checked it the other day and it was like, episode 200 plus something, and he was like, wow, geez, I didn't even know. So yeah, he really hasn't been around at all, but I talk to him every now and then on Twitter because he's a graphic designer and so am I, and so we chat about design stuff every now and then.
Oh, okay, that's kind of cool.
Podtacular members back though.
Yeah, you know, when I become famous I'll come back to Podtac sometime.
Yeah, donate your money or something, you know. helped
yeah,
us.
Yeah, I was saying donate my time more than money.
Okay.
But
you know, I actually had an interesting talk with Freddie W. You guys know who that is.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was talking to Woody, and they were talking about, like, because Freddie used to play Guitar Hero professionally, and he sort of thought, yeah, he did. He sort of thought that, like, at the end of sort of when he was playing professionally, that, like, this isn't really going to go anywhere. Nobody watches this sort of pro gaming stuff, because he was doing a lot of TV stuff, and nobody was really watching it. But then he moved on to watching, like, the YouTube community grow, and I mean, his channel is kind of separate from the gaming community, but he's doing amazing stuff. But, like, the YouTube community is just growing at such a huge rapid rate that, like, you can really become, like, a pro, or, like, have that sort of, like, pro status, that really, like, good status, just based on some YouTube videos, you know, and that's sort of the audience for it, rather than trying to do the TV thing like MLG did try to do for 2 years. You know, it's just trying to find that audience. And like, if that had been around when he was doing his Guitar Hero stuff, he probably could have kept going with it. You know, because he was really good.
But I mean, there's Guitar Hero Phenom.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's still like stuff out there, but like, he was legit going to competitions and stuff and everything. And if he had been online, he probably could have gotten a bigger fan base at that point. But he was just talking about the fact that, like, this audience is so much different, and it changes, like, everything about, like, gaming specifically. Like, you have all these commentators who are considered, like, pros now, because they're good enough to post their gameplay and talk about it, and, like, they're just good, and people recognize it, and so they have this sort of status, and it's really interesting to see how that grew out of instead of, like, focusing on the guys who do the pro stuff, the actual pro stuff, back in, like, 06 or 07 when it was on TV, you know? It's all online now.
Yeah. Back to the family thing. Was anybody aware that Elamite and Ace are brothers?
Yeah.
Just curious. Because I talked to a lot of people this weekend, and, like, nobody knew that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's been known for quite a while, because, I mean, Ace coached them, and Straight Ribbon is saying there was how Elamite's little brother coached him. Coached straight to the Nationals, and how Status Quo, every time they play whichever team Elamite's on, this is like a constant brother rival, and Ace had never beaten him until, I think it was 2010 Nationals.
Yeah, and then their mom is at, like, every event. That's great. She's like an MLG mom. Like, I saw her at Dallas 2010, and she was just, like, talking to, like, Tots.
Do they have, like, shirts for those?
Great.
I'm assuming they do.
I don't know.
I would think with how many families actually go to support their kids playing that they would.
She kept switching back and forth between Instinct shirts and Status Quo shirts.
Wait, quick question. Who got MVP of this event? I mean, Pistola was the most positive and had the best KD, but you know, they only finished 10th, so do they give it to him, or...?
No, I think Lethal's probably going to get it.
Yeah, that's what I think.
If Lethal... Not, Roy was doing really well, and they were talking about him a lot. Enable was doing pretty well. Flamesword, Neighbor. I mean, there's a lot of names you can go out, but they talked about Lethal a lot, so...
What? Wait, it's not quite... It's not the case of talking about the most. It's the stats.
Well, yeah, but at the same time, the stuff that they watch and, like, view all the objective stuff, because that's not doesn't play out in the stats as much. Like, the actual, like, plays the person makes are kind of what tip them over the edge. Like, there's going to be, like, the top 10 stats, but in that top 10, who made the plays that won them games and won them matches, you know?
Yeah,
and that's what they go off of.
Which, I mean, in all honesty, that's why I kind of tipped to somebody who's on the SQ roster, because I remember we were watching Team Slayer Nexus, and Ace literally pulled off one of the clutchest overkills I saw all weekend. And there was another match where I know me and Zach were sitting beside each other when this happened, and our friend Nolan was there. But anyways, Enable had picked up a snipe that had been completely wasted on a third floor of Countdown, and there's two bullets left in the gun. The score is 48. SQ favored. And so I turned to Nolan, and I don't know if Zach overheard, but I turned to Nolan, and I was like, two bullets, two kills. Seriously, called it.
Nolan was sitting in between us. I said the same thing to him.
Yeah,
we both said it
and
to
so,
him.
So literally, we knew it was about to happen. Sure enough, he drops down to their back stairs and comes up and gets two straight headshots for the game win. And it was just so nasty. I mean, literally, it was a to the dome moment, and everybody went nuts.
To the dome!
Yeah, but I mean, it was really clutch stuff. I mean, I know Lethal got a pretty sick overkill over the weekend that
No, it was just an exterm. I don't think he got the over.
He didn't get the over, but he did get the exterm.
Okay. All right.
He got the exterm. I don't know if he got an over sometime else, but yeah, it was definitely he got the exterm on the kids. Yeah.
Neighbor got an over later on.
Oh yeah, he did. Yeah.
So I mean, like I know he pulled together some crazy clips and stuff too, and I mean a lot of the stuff was good, like plays put on maps during objective games, more so than Slayers, but like. I mean, you are kind of right, Jack, about the overall stats, but I mean, Amp's also right because it's sort of more fan favorite at times too. Because honestly, I talked to Pistola very briefly during the 9th-10 placement round against Triggers Down, and a kid in front of me had said something to Pistola about like, hey, it's not you guys, it's the game, and literally Pistola like took off his headset mid game and was just like, no, it's us. We're just playing that bad. And so, like, he might have done really well stat-wise, but obviously placement was horrible. So...
But it was more the fact that last year it was just the most positive guy was just given an MVP. I was just wondering who got MVP, because they usually announce it saying, all like guys in the
they
MVP
didn't announce,
this year.
They didn't announce a lot of stuff or do a lot of the stuff they normally did this year because of the new layout for the main stage.
Stats go just one and then bye.
Right. Yeah, I was thinking about that earlier. We were talking about how there wasn't, you know, much hype at main stage even for the finals, but they didn't do anything. Like it popped up after Impact played. Well, I don't even remember who they played. They played Warriors, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, they played Warriors, and it just popped up. It was like Puckett was just like, all right, here's championship, game five, started it up.
Yeah, like Farouk did nothing. I just remember that's all you were saying.
Yeah, there was no hype on the main stage at all.
Yeah.
Wait, are you talking about the losers bracket finals?
Well, I was really talking about main stage, but I said something about it, yeah.
No, that was Believe the Hype, not Warriors.
Yeah, you're right. That's my bad.
Yeah, it was
right.
Believe the Hype versus Warriors, right?
No, Believe the Hype versus Impact was losers bracket finals.
Yeah.
Right. I'm talking about the round before that though. Believe the Hybrid played Warriors, and the winner of that played Impact, and then Impact went to the finals again.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, there really wasn't a whole lot of hype. Like, I mean, the seating arrangement was nice, like we had talked about earlier and such. But like, there was no like big boom camera or anything that was really going on to where like it kind of got crowd involvement. They had the people run out before the match, and they threw out some free towels and like a shirt or something. But I mean,
there was no hype to get anyone going.
I got a rag signed by Bravo,
and then you gave it to me.
I really feel like, the new seating layout is kind of like more accommodating, but it really just is not the same atmosphere as the bleachers and like that. That group of people you like kind of get to know over the couple matches and like start doing chants with and everything. It's pretty intense when you actually get that stuff going.
What do you guys think about the pool system?
I like it.
Yeah, I think it's the best they've ever done.
I think they're going to get better matchups that way, and
you get more matchups, and the fact is people like Soul, who came from the AM bracket, actually have a chance to place top 8, which is
great. That's my favorite part about it. Thanks for mentioning. I love the fact that they finally have a chance to get up there. They don't have to wait till Nationals and, you know, wait for a new game or something.
I mean, they started doing that near the end of 2010, where they said that the winners, if you haven't lost a game, you get put into the championship winner's bracket. Because I thought that was always ridiculous. Before, it used to be, you could go all the way through the AM bracket, not lose a game. You then put in the loser's bracket, lose one game, you're out. I always thought that was ridiculous. You should, if you get through the AM bracket without losing, you should be put into the same as all the top 16. I think that should just be the way it should go. So I like this system. But I'm not liking how they're going to rank for Columbus, to be honest. Because if you look at it, I mean, they're just going to rank them how they placed at Dallas. So, I mean, teams like Final Boss, I mean, a 10th. So they're going to be 10th seeds. Everyone's thinking they're 10th best. Final Boss are not the 10th best team.
Well, apparently they are.
Well, they might have been Dallas, but they're not going to be at Columbus.
How can you guarantee that?
Okay, I can't guarantee it. I mean,
it's a new game.
Yeah, I mean, true.
This is the same thing that happened to Halo 3. Final Boss won that. What happened after that? They won Meadowlands, but what happened after that? They fell apart. This is not going to be the same. It's not going to be the same at Columbus. I can guarantee that. But at the same time, these known teams aren't necessarily going to win it again. So,
I guess. I mean, what teams do you think are going to change between now and Columbus?
I can see, obviously, Carbon's going to change.
Yeah. Well, Carbon's already changed. I mean, literally, as soon as they got knocked out in top 24, because I follow Russo's tweets, he typed in free agent as soon as they got knocked out.
I'm probably going to say Instinct might not change before Columbus, but they might change after, depending on how they place. But before Columbus, the only one I can say for sure is definitely Carbon. But any of the top teams like Believe Hype, Impact, all those guys, they're probably not going to change. And if they had placed lower, they probably would have, though. So,
I mean, I can see Darkest Hour definitely changing.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, I think they might just drop Goofy.
You think they'll drop Goofy?
Well, I mean, Legit and Nated are going to stay together. I mean, yeah. They've almost become like the twins. I mean, you're not going to separate Royal and Lunchbox. I don't think you're going to separate Legit and Nated anymore. But, yeah. I mean, all of the, like Severance and Door Equals Gyms, it's kind of interesting, actually. Severance is, like, a friend of my friend, so I was sort of supporting them as well. But my friend knows Kiki and Gabriel, so that was kind of cool for them.
But yeah, I've landed with Gabe before. That was in Orlando 09. He's a beast.
You know, I just looking at this right now, I didn't actually realize that Pete Tizai was actually part of Active Rush. Or has he just become part of Active Rush?
I don't know. I kind of dropped off following those lower seed teams. But because they changed a lot, and all their names changed and everything. So once I get a good look at it before Columbus, I'll pretty much know everybody. But like at this point, I think most of those teams that you just talked about, like Russian stuff, they're probably going to change. It's just the nature of the game now. People like to change if they don't do well.
Well, no, a team like Active Rush, I mean, they came from the AM bracket, so I don't think they should change.
Yeah, that's true.
But, I mean, to be honest, I hate the idea of roster changes. I think you should only change it if it's necessary. Because, I mean, you look at Status Quo, they've stayed together for 5 events now. They've got a chemistry there that's just, it's working. Don't change it. I mean, if Status Quo were to place, let's say, outside top 16, I'd say don't change your roster. Just keep it. You had a bad event. Just move on to the next one.
Yeah, I'd say that's the majority of what I want. But like, if something comes up, like, I mean, obviously the biggest example is Final Boss dropping Walshy and picking up Neighbor.
Yeah.
And it seemed like Final Boss said it was their best interest to pick up a beast player over Walshy. Yeah. And that sort of change is sort of welcome, but at the same time, you don't want to screw yourself with that. A lot of people will look back on Final Boss's mistake there and not do it again. But still, if there's a good player that you're thinking maybe will join your team, I'd say gamble it and take that chance. But other than that, I'd say stick with your team, work the kinks out, and get things going again.
Similar to what happened with TD back in 2010 or 2009, when they dropped Hines and Pistola.
Yeah, back in 2009.
That was stupid. Although Pistola is probably the best pickup Final Boss ever had.
Yeah, he's a beast.
He is. I mean, everyone was just saying, yeah, Pistola was good at Halo 2. He's good at Halo 3. He's not going to be good at Reach. Well, he is. So, go figure.
Yeah, I mean.
But I'm still kind of mad at Final Boss for beating Instinct in Raleigh, because it's my hometown. I wanted Instinct to win again. But it's all good.
Wait, you're from North Carolina?
Yes, I do live in North Carolina now.
Chicken's from South Carolina. Maybe you should meet up. They only... Well, that joined, at least.
They border each other. Yes, they do.
Yeah. I know my America.
Well, North and South kind of help you out a little bit there.
Well, yeah, but I know my America better than that.
Okay.
Sometimes.
No one's going to question me.
That's what you think.
I can start rolling off some capitals for. Do you want to try to get some state capitals?
Yeah.
Let's go for it.
New York.
Albany.
Mississippi.
Jackson.
Louisiana.
Baton Rouge.
Arkansas.
Little Rock.
Wyoming.
Cheyenne.
Texas.
Austin.
Phoenix.
That's Arizona's capital.
He's good. He is good.
Very nice.
Impressive.
What's a pirate's favorite letter?
What now?
What's a pirate's okay. favorite letter?
Do you want me to say R?
Do you think that's what it is?
Yes.
That's what you think, but it's actually C.
Oh, really?
Come on, you gotta get that.
No, I'm talking to you, Hado.
Yep. Speaking of C, what's capital of Cali?
Sacramento. All
right. I was going to say Mexico.
Do the dome.
The dome.
Yep.
La, 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 la.
Wow. Okay.
Do you know Alaska?
You railed right now.
Oh, it's Anchorage.
No, it's Juneau.
I tried. That's the only city I could think of that's in Alaska.
It's the biggest one.
Juneau, how would you do so? What mode of transportation?
Prop plane.
Boat.
I'm on a boat.
I have that
shirt. But from where?
Anywhere.
So if I was to take a... So I'm not going to take a boat from England to Juneau.
I'm glad when we have people who have never been on the show before... Take the same random detours as we do. It feels so much better.
Because
we're talking about state capitals.
Okay, pretty much you can't drive to Juneau. There, you
really?
You pretty much can't build a road through the mountains that surround Juneau. That's pretty much you have to come in by boat or by plane. And there's barely an airstrip there. It's like they had to fight for the land for it.
Fight for the land. Get back land. We're building an airport here.
So wait, when are they taking MLG to Alaska?
They're not. I want them to take MLG to Europe.
I think December 22nd, 2012, maybe.
Ooh.
That'll be national.
Yeah, I bet the Mayans were just like...
Because it will be really warm there by then. So
they just stop making the calendar and be like, man, somebody would be really freaked out about this later on down the road.
Yep.
I mean, do you know the whole concept of the fact is that the sun, the earth, and the center of center of the galaxy are going to align on the 21st of December 2012? They predicted that. And it's true. It will. What they don't tell you is that that actually happens every year on the 21st of December. So it's So it's kind of The only thing we need to worry about are Yellowstone and solar eruptions. Those are the only two.
They need to worry about yellow snow?
Yellowstone.
Oh, okay.
You guys need to worry about it a little bit more than me, but it's going to affect me eventually.
Someday.
What if that volcano in Iceland goes off again?
Nah, that's a volcano in Iceland.
Wow. Okay.
Did you know Iceland's actually the warm one?
What?
It's the warm one. Iceland's the warm one.
Yeah, Greenland's the cold one. Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
What the hell is up with that?
I don't know.
MLG and everything. Why?
Dude, it was all a business deal, man. It sure sounded good to newcomers and settlers. Dude, they sold some tickets to freaking Greenland. I mean, everybody wants to go to where it's nice, plush, and green, but no one wants to go to Iceland.
So the guy from Louisiana shows up to Greenland in his shorts, and he's like, oh my god,
it's freezing
what the
cold.
Hell?
Where would be the weirdest place to take an MLG event?
My kitchen.
Madagascar.
MLG, your kitchen.
The Antarctic?
It'd be a good place for sandwiches, though.
That would be very hard to stream.
The booth girls could just make us sandwiches.
MOG Everest. You're going to climb Everest to actually blink.
can you imagine the booth babes in the Antarctic? Just like these huge downed jackets the entire time.
Yeah, like what's even the point?
Frozen Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper popsicles.
Has a kiss of ice cold cherry.
Incredibly smooth.
Just don't put you. They have like metal rods in the middle, so just lick it down till you get to the metal.
Oh,
it'll be okay.
They didn't actually have that. They only had what's his face? The American football player. I can't remember his name.
I don't even know who he is.
It's very specific.
Is the black guy who delivers a pizza to Mike Shanahan or something like that?
Who knows who he is?
I don't know. No, yeah. But you weren't, really?
Yes, really, he did.
That's not that bad.
Who'd you team with?
He should have teamed with me.
I teamed with...
You didn't go!
I teamed with a local kid, and a kid named Bates that is awful.
Never and trust local kids.
Where did you place?
Yeah, I know. It was an awful idea. What?
Where did you place?
I never tried to figure that out because I didn't really want to know.
Well,
I
mean, past top 32, you can't figure it out. Really.
I mean, get past winner's bracket round one.
We got a bye in round one, and then we lost in round two, and then we got a bye in loser's bracket and lost our next game.
Oh. Any games at all? Any matches?
We almost came back for one of them.
That would be a no then.
I didn't say that.
Oh, dear.
Oh, man.
Well, similar to what my friend did. My friend went to Dallas and lost winner's bracket round one and then lost winner's loser's bracket round one.
What the heck? That?
Porn?
Stop that.
Looking to add a little smile to your sex life?
Dude, what the hell? A screw fell out of my Astros.
Uh-oh.
You know, I thought you were about to say something else and I was about to get really, really weirded out. A screw just fell out of my ass. What the hell is going on down there?
What?
It's all your fault, Annie.
How?
Exactly.
Okay.
Because we heard some little soundbite come from your microphone.
Yeah. Something did. Like, something in the background. Like, you know, you open up a new webpage? Yeah, something happened. And I was like, what the crap? So I immediately hit mute. And then I come back in and all I hear is, a screw came from out of my... I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I could.
The things that happen on this podcast, we.
Do you want to play a soundbite?
No.
I could.
Let's pass on that.
No soundboards.
No soundboards.
It's right by the microphone right now.
No.
All I have to do is press a button.
No.
Fine.
Don't touch the red button.
Annie, oh my god.
Oh great! Now I have to see it, don't I?
Oh my god.
Oh gosh. Wow.
You have to use that tag now.
No more anorexic leader, just to the dome.
To the dome. Wow. Just wow.
So if I ever see you in MLG, I'm going to go and go, it's you.
To the dome.
That guy. Yo, to the dome!
To the dome!
Oh my god.
Your chant.
Let's try to get back on topic here.
So the capitals of states.
Keep going.
So Alabama.
Do we want to talk about kind of like predictions Alabama. For the next event, or?
I think Impact's gonna do a lot worse.
A lot worse?
I think they're gonna keep the same team. Everybody else is gonna change. Not everybody else, but a lot of their teams are gonna change. Mm. And I think they're gonna end up a lot worse. They're too confident right now, I think.
I think Seoul's going to place top three.
Who's on Seoul again?
Break. It's basically part of Victoria's Secret, but Break, Blaze, Formal, and Ryan Noob. A really good noob.
Oh, yeah.
But actually, I think...
I watched Ryan Noob play over the weekend, and I really wasn't that impressed with their whole team. Like, I mean, obviously they were winning games and doing pretty beastly, but, like, the teams I was watching them play against on, like, feature stage and stuff, like... I saw them dying a lot. Like, they really were just kind of clutch, like, barely grasping things. Like, they were pulling wins out of their butt pretty much the entire time I watched them.
I mean, the team that really disappointed me was Invictus. I mean, after they upset Status Quo, the winners of Dallas, 3-0, they did nothing. Absolutely nothing after that. They just crumbled. I'm kind of disappointed.
Yeah. Oh, well. Better luck next time.
I've been a Roy fan for a long time, and he was, oh my god, destroying kids. Mm. I'm really happy that he did really well in the first event, because that means that once they get the team worked out, they'll keep doing well, because 2010 season was awesome, because they started winning events. Roy and Lunchbox winning first event in 2010 was awesome. First time they'd ever won. Mm. I've been following them since 5K back in 2007. It's pretty good.
You see, what I don't understand is why Instinct changed at all.
Yeah, I think the big thing, they might have gotten rid of Elamite, but I know Cloud for sure wanted to go make BTH again, so I think he was leaving anyway. And that
was obviously a good plan.
Yeah, well,
against him, but just get rid of Tots.
Same here.
I hope he stays main stage, though, because I want to see him do the Dougie again.
Who invented that dance? I want to kill him.
Dude, it's legit. No, I didn't mean legit the player legit invented it. I meant it was dance? Legit. No, the guy who said...
Hey! Brian Rizzo did not invent that dance.
Made that song.
Brian legit Rizzo did not create that dance. But it's pretty legit.
I created it.
Yes.
It is not legit. It looks like you're just stroking your hair.
Exactly.
What more do you need in a dance?
Nothing.
How about some Lady Gaga sound in the background? That's dancing.
You're gonna
die. No soundboards.
Jack equals death now.
No.
What? Okay, well, Dust, you can't blame me.
No, I can't blame you.
There you go.
So, yeah. I'm not sure who brought this up, to me at least, but what do you guys think about maybe if 343 starts introducing more Halo games or more Halo content, what do you think about maybe with the decline of Reach, since there's not going to be another Halo game, what do you think about maybe replacing it and maybe replacing it more often if 343 is good enough at keeping up with...
I think I made a blog post about that, actually.
Was that you? I knew I heard it from somewhere, and I thought it might have...
I think my latest blog post was actually... One of the topics was just that, yeah.
Yeah, so I contribute that to Dust Storm.
I don't want another Call of Duty.
You're
going to
get those.
I don't know. Yeah. If Modern Warfare 2 is fixed enough, like Black Ops is being fixed... I'll be fine with it. But again, Xbox 360 MLG, move it over.
Like, well, yeah. Modern Warfare 3 is coming out. You never know.
Yeah, well, I mean,
for the Halo issue, I asked the question in the blog post I made. Would you guys think there's going to be a kind of some stopping point where MLG says, okay, we're going to stick for this game for a while because it has a solid multiplayer, and we'll see what comes down the pipe, or do you think they will actually try to keep up with the current game?
I think they're going to keep up with the current game.
Yeah, I mean, MLG is solely looking for numbers, I think, and they're looking for the popular content. Well, that's obviously...
There's got to be a point to where you want to stick with something that works, and depending on how often 343 actually pushes stuff out, that may or may not happen.
Right, but I mean, if they wanted to stick with something that works, they could have stuck with Halo 2. But I mean, at the same time, you can't HD, you know, and expect like all this newfangled tech that's out, you know, to really have a huge following for Halo 2 if we just, you know, revert back to that right now. I mean, I have zero problems out of Halo 3, but obviously, like,
How many renditions of Halo multiplayer are you gonna get now? Because I mean, Halo 3, there was kind of a difference there, because when you got the HD upgrade,
right?
That was the big thing for that. And then with Reach, you have, I mean, the multiplayer is significantly different. I mean,
true.
What other kind of multiplayer experiences in Halo are you going to get that one is not HD and two doesn't really have the bloom or is like Halo 3 already?
Right. 3D!
Oh, gosh.
No, but
Halo
like...
Halo 3D.
But, like, I mean, I honestly, as of right now, have high hopes and great expectancy for what 343 pushes out. And, like, I know that they're looking at making a Halo 1 remake. Honestly, I didn't play a lot of Halo 1. I used to get completely spanked at it when I did play because it was, like, me, a youth pastor, and two chicks on my team versus, like, a team of, like, the four guys who knew what they were actually doing. So we just got wrecked the entire time, you know? I mean, I was, like, 12, so I had nothing I could say because I would have got beat up. But, I mean, basically, like, I think that there's high hopes for this Halo 1 remake, but, like, it's solely if the following can pick it up and say, wow, this game is 10 times better than playing Reach. Because if the community will say that that's a better game and the numbers show it in the sales and stuff, then it has a bigger following than Reach, then MLG is obviously going to switch to the more popular game.
Mm-hmm. To be honest, I think they'll just give Reach 3 seasons. I mean, they gave Halo 2 3 seasons, Halo 3 3 seasons. They'll give Halo Reach 3 seasons.
But see, that's the thing, though, is like with Call of Duty, you
have because to the games came out every 3 years.
Right.
That's not necessarily because they giving it an allotment of 3 seasons.
But yeah, we already know there's going to be a Modern Warfare 3, like, within this year. So, yeah. I mean, what are you going to do? Just say, hey, I was a Black Ops pro, but now I have to move to Modern Warfare 3? Because that's what's going to happen. MLG's not going to keep playing Black Ops for 2-3 seasons.
I mean, people are already preparing for that. They're actually literally going back. They're just saying, okay, screw Black Ops now. I'm going back to Modern Warfare 2 to get ready for Modern Warfare 3. So, well, some people are. Not everyone. I know a lot of YouTube commentators are, anyway.
Right, but I mean, you know, like with Halo, there's always been that 2 to 3 to 4 year gap between games. With Call of Duty, you don't have that. And with Reach, it just coming out this last year, and now this new Halo project coming out possibly in November or so for the 10 year anniversary of Halo 1. I mean, if it's a good, solid built game with solid multiplayer and it's competitive, you know, maybe 343 could be teaming up to release a Halo style game every year, just like Call of Duty does, and turn it into a cash cow. And honestly, that's really kind of unfair to pro gamers, because I mean, look at Final Boss.
Well, I think it's because of the conjunction between the two. I mean, the game developers aren't necessarily making games to be done on a competitive level like MLG. They're making it to get out to just average gamers.
Yeah.
I mean, if there was like a video game company that was actually kind of dedicated to making a competitive game that were for like professionals, then yeah, you're going to give plenty of time for that to grow. And it would be almost like the Halo stuff where it's like every 3 years, okay, something new is coming out. There's been an improvement in technology that we're going to finally incorporate.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, because the difference from a one-year separation isn't that much, but 3 years, like we've seen with Halo, is quite significant.
Exactly. And so, I mean even when you look at Halo 3...
So it seems like 3 is a magic number in that case.
Right, but even if you look at Halo 3 and the time it had on circuit, like, we didn't see until the very last 3 tournaments of Halo 3's existence on MLG Pro Circuit an actual dynasty form out of that. So, I mean, like, even then, the teams were so close in skill comparison that, you know, we didn't have just this dominant Halo 2... Final Boss Dynasty, they raped everyone, you know, and then they finally had a little bit of stuff coming from Carbon, you know. It wasn't like that, you know, and so you're right in the sense of, like, it being a 3-year period, you know, and really learning, adapting, and figuring out the game. Like, I know so much about Halo 3, I'm sure the rest of us do, because we've played Halo 3 for so long that, you know, we know there just about everything there is to possibly know about it. Whereas with Call of Duty, if I were a Call of Duty pro, I'd be pissed that a new game came out every year, because I would spend so much time rushing to try to get a squad together, to try to really learn everything and dive as deep as I can into every trick and every nade and every little bitty bit of the game I could possibly scrounge up in a year, only to have that all go away and learn something brand new the next year. And I even then, I could suck at it. I could be Final Boss and finish 10th, you know?
Right.
I guess it's just about the... Games like Reach are built for MLG. Games like Black Ops or Call of Duty aren't, really. I mean, I to be honest, I would much rather watch Reach than watch Black Ops. By so much.
I'd much rather watch StarCraft at this point.
I actually don't watch StarCraft, so I know.
Well, the stream was down almost the whole time.
Yeah, but I mean,
Dustin, we were there, so we could have still watched it. But I'm just saying, like, in all honesty, Reach is really slow-paced, and, like, I don't have as much fun watching it. I know Automatic can't stand playing or watching assault games, I mean, the settings are so screwed up right now. I mean, like, we have no king. We have no oddball.
Oh, they are.
Like, your staples of Halo are just missing right now. We're having to revert to one flag. I mean, it's not in V3, but we're having to play one flag on Reflection in V2 and bullcrap just to find fillers. Like, it reaches just garbage. It's like the best worst game, yet it's still fun to play if you go in with a squad, but at the same time, you can't stand it, you know?
Have you played MLG since coming back from Dallas?
I haven't played, no. I actually haven't.
Why did they take Oddball out in the first place?
Well, they've updated the playlists.
It's got a Kane on Zealot.
Dude, I mean, they're trying out King now.
Yeah, well, it was supposed to be V3 settings, and what they have is, like, question mark settings. Because there's capture flag on Android.
Yeah, I don't know. I never played Android. Yeah. I don't know what the hell that is.
And,
I
think, like, King on Countdown and stuff, it's ridiculous. Bungie should have done something about that. Like, I don't know what they tried to do or what's going on, but they should really just stick to what MLG has, and if they're trying to experiment with stuff, okay, let us know, because you didn't let us know at all, so.
I mean, I've never seen it before until now, but when I played King on Countdown, it felt so much like Construct. Like, crazy like Construct. It's Hillspawn's bottom, Hillspawn's one side of top balcony, Hillspawn's bottom, Hillside's other side of top balcony. It's almost identical to Construct. But it can work. It can work. It can work.
Yes, sir.
To the dome.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
But I mean, they're using the MLG playlist on Reach to actually test out a few new things.
Oh, that bothers me.
Well, yeah. I mean, maps like Reflection. Just get rid of Reflection. I mean, we never wanted that.
They did get rid of Reflection. It's not in the new playlist
either. They have now, but I mean, for ages they had Reflection in there. And
when do you think they're going to start incorporating like the new maps? Like, I think Anchor 9 would be a possible candidate for an MLG map.
Yeah. I know John's all over that.
I think if they take out the, like, anti-gravity would be a lot.
Well, yeah, take out the low gravity area, but other than that, it would be a pretty solid MLG map, I would think.
To be honest, I would watch MLG Chess. That would be awesome.
So you mean you would watch Chess? That's pretty much what you just said.
I've watched Chess before. It is boring as hell.
Speed Chess can be entertaining, but
That can be, yeah.
Chess, bleh.
Yeah.
Bleh.
You just watch them for about half an hour going, no. Oh, maybe, but no. Here, and then after they make the move, they go, oh, I should have made a different move. It's just like, really? You sat there for half an hour contemplating that move, and then you realize it's wrong.
Yeah, I think so.
Any
comments before we wrap this thing up?
Yeah, that's cool.
Yep. Oh, and I didn't talk about power. Oh, power.
You're an Englishman. How did you forget?
Well, I didn't forget. It's more the fact that I just wanted to, like, pass over it. Yeah, it's just, I was
disappointed. Not Jewish. You can't have Passover, too.
Oh.
I mean, to be honest, I want more teams from outside of America to compete. But now, I mean, power don't have pro status. They're now going to have to pay. To go, well, their sponsors are going to pay, but you can't really get sponsored here to go over to America. Mm-hmm. It's going to have to come out of your own pocket, and people don't want to do that.
Yeah.
So I mean, I really think MLG should try and branch out to more than just America. I mean, we have ECL here, ECL Pro, and Australia have ACL Pro, but you need more.
Yeah. I still think MLG's kind of young to do some of the overseas stuff. I mean, yeah, I'm sure we'll see it eventually, but I don't think...
Just because it's the biggest doesn't mean it has to move. I mean, you still have your leagues there, and yeah, they might not be as big or have as much of an audience, but they're still there. So use them while you can.
I mean, for example, the big event's coming up on April 22nd to the 24th, and literally, there are three teams that are going to be competing in Reach. I'm not sure if there is any. There must be Reach. But, I mean, the point is, all there is are Power, Fnatic, and Lone and Lion. That's it.
Well, there you go, right there. There's no audience, so why would we go to Europe?
No, what I mean is there's no audience because they just Because the prize money is literally £500 for winning.
There's too many ifs for MLG to go.
Yeah.
I mean, who would want to win and become fat?
Become fat?
What?
Pounds, weight.
Oh.
I forgot.
Good try, John. Good try.
Someone needs a slap.
I think
we're not conformists.
I just don't think MLG is big enough right now to really warrant going overseas.
They're getting there.
But. They're getting there, and I think in time we may see it happen, but I mean, with how much it costs to fly overseas,
it would
almost be like the prize money you get is basically paying for the trip.
Yeah, the transfer of audience to Europe, just like their base audience, they would get a drastic decline in attendance, which might be enough not to have them go.
Yeah.
They would see a lot more streaming, but at the same time, all that streaming would be coming from the U.S., and so they'd have to take that into consideration. It'd be like twice as much because all the people who would usually attend would be streaming as well, and they'd have to accommodate a European host to stream that with, you know?
They also rely on the spectator sales for the spectator and the merchandise sales to kind of pay for the event.
Yeah.
I mean, they used to do Canada. I mean, they had MLG Toronto, but then they got rid of that.
Well, you're driving there. That's not really that far for their fan base to go.
Toronto's a fair distance if you're coming from Texas.
When you're coming from Texas, but not necessarily the rest of the country.
Okay, there's still a lot of southern states, so that's a
fair... I mean, look at all the northern states that have to come down to Texas.
Yeah, take a plane.
Exactly.
You do the same thing to Toronto.
Well, yeah, but...
but what? It's the same concept.
It's exactly the same concept.
Yeah, but the distance from Dallas to Toronto is not quite the similar distance as going from New York to England, but you're getting there.
But the rates are cheaper going just over land like that, and people can still drive.
That would be a long drive, though. I wouldn't enjoy that.
No, well, I mean, if you're driving from like the northern states.
I guess.
It wouldn't be that bad. Because, I mean, I would drive to it if the drive was 6 hours or less.
I think you're only going to get that if you're in place like Idaho.
Well, there's a lot of factors and there's a lot of money involved. And that is why the jump hasn't been made yet.
MLG London!
If you pay for it, yes.
Catch 22! To the dome!
Wouldn't it be interesting if, like, the City of London paid for it?
Well, Boris Johnson's gonna pay for MLG? It would be interested in that. Nobody hasn't even heard of MLG.
That would be an interesting, like, tourist draw if, like, a city paid for the hosting.
Well, I mean, we have the Olympics. Maybe we can introduce it as an Olympic sport. That is the fakest laugh I've ever heard.
Oh, did I laugh out loud? I'm sorry.
I don't think the Greeks had access to electricity. Just stick with that.
I don't think they had ping pong tables either.
I don't think they had...
I mean, I think in order for MLG to go over there, there would have to be some kind of European gaming league that got big enough to where MLG would probably buy them out or absorb them. And then it would be basically maybe a separate event.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like you have MLG America and then MLG Europe or something. But that's pretty much the only way I see that happening.
Oh, well. We can dream.
I mean, heck, maybe when you're old enough, you could be like Giovanni and start an MLG over there in Europe.
Well, if I become famous enough, I will.
If you become famous and rich enough.
I think the time has already passed for it to develop like it did here, you know? Like, when you look at stuff like, especially like the emerging stuff like the internet based companies and like MLG and stuff like that, the time to have started a company that's successful right now would have been when it was started, you know? So at this point, you can't really push into that market as well as when there wasn't much of one at all and you were creating it.
It's like being a YouTube channel, I guess.
Yeah, that's essentially what the YouTube scene is.
it's pretty much impossible to become a big channel unless you have something ridiculously new.
Yeah.
Striptease!
Now.
What?
In the face.
Maybe?
Yes.
Teabags!
Okay. All over the place.
I think this podcast is kind of pretty much lost its steam by this point.
I did say I was going to go to bed at 3. It's now 5.
Yeah, it was worth it, right?
Thank you, viewers. Yeah. Our next podcast will be Dallas 2013. Stay tuned.
The end of the world podcast.
Hopefully, I'm planning to be at Columbus, but I don't remember if my brother's graduation is that weekend, so I might not actually be able to go, because that was going to be the other event I was going to be able to make this year.
What about Anaheim?
If I find somebody to go with to Columbus, I'll be there.
I will not be up in that area to be going to Anaheim.
What about
Why do they have an event in Rhode Island?
But they have Providence?
Yeah.
That's what I'm hearing.
It's a possibility, yeah.
Yeah.
That would be
They made the announcement for the rest of the venues for the year.
No, a guy leaked them on the forums.
No,
I don't think they actually made the announcement.
Apparently, what's his name? The main Halo announcer guy. Apparently, he tweeted it.
The main Halo announcer guy? You mean the guy who goes double kill?
No. for MLG.
Puckett.
Commentator.
Puckett.
Oh, okay.
From what I heard, Puckett like tweeted it or something.
When about did he do that?
I think like on Saturday.
Oh. Because there were a couple articles or something that talked about the events and laid them out. And possible dates or like dates that they were confirmed. But this was about the time that MLG announced they were joining up with IGM or whatever, that sport conglomerate. And they had done like an internal press release or something about the events and what their schedule for the year. And those were shown to the press or something like that. And that's how they ended up in articles. So those are possibles, but MLG needs to confirm them in order to let us know what's going on. So
yeah, and I mean, I also wouldn't fully really agree or believe everything Chris Puckett says, because I mean, he makes announcements like we're all tied up here 2-1. Does he not know math?
Oh yeah, and then he reads off the map stuff wrong, which is
I don't think he reads it off wrong. He just says this map's coming up, and it shows a completely different map.
I think that's another reason why MLG hasn't been pushed to TV yet, because they mess up so much.
Yeah.
They're not professional enough, I guess.
Wait, well, the professional gaming league is not professional enough?
No. It needs to be veteran gaming league.
Wait, what about the NGL, guys? What about the National Gaming League, right?
Oh, yeah, I remember seeing this list.
There's an NGL?
Oh, whoa. Yes. Hang on a second. Those dates are really close. The Anaheim and Raleigh ones are really close to each other.
Yeah, that's just like a month apart.
It's not even that.
I don't know why they're pushing for 6 events this year.
I think they need
it. Is there any reason behind that you guys are aware of?
Yeah, they want more money.
Aha!
Is that the only reason?
Solve the impossible riddle.
Well, I mean, I guess if you have the manpower to do it, why not? I guess they want to spread out more. I mean, and that would explain why they want to go to Rhode Island. I think they obviously want to go back to states that they know can obviously host them, and they're just like, oh yeah, MLG are back. Come on, come back. We love you.
Actually, I may do Rhode Island depending on when Thanksgiving falls in November. I may just fly up there for the weekend.
But isn't it always the 14th, or is it a Sunday?
No, it always starts on a Friday.
I thought it was a Thursday.
It ends on the Sunday. No.
Oh, yeah, Thursday.
I thought we were talking about Thanksgiving.
Here we are.
Oh, I thought we were talking about the event. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, Thanksgiving is always on a Thursday.
Isn't it on the 14th? That's just stupid. Why did I just say that? It's always on a Thursday, so Thursday is always the 14th. Whatever day.
No, that's wrong. That's wrong.
Yes, I'm afraid so.
Thanksgiving would most likely be the 24th.
Oh, okay. It's sometime in November.
But I may go, actually, to the Rhode Island one, if I can't make it to the Columbus one.
Yeah, well, I'll definitely be in Raleigh, so there you go.
Competing?
Tampa, I'll be in Raleigh.
It's possible, but I don't know.
Well, if my school hasn't started yet. Oh, wait, no, I have to do that stupid orientation crap.
You should scrim with me.
Wait, who?
Wait, what?
If you would house me up there, Amp, I would go to the Raleigh one if school hadn't started yet.
Hey, you know Duststorm, Waffle, Matt, he lives in Raleigh as well.
Oh, really?
So, I mean, I know me and Ryan would probably look at trying to go.
The heck? Why are you going to so many gaming events?
Like, because I want to.
Exactly,
it's
yeah.
It's fun.
Yo, John.
I'm just sitting here not going to any of them.
What's
John,
up, Zach?
You going to pick me up and take me to Rally?
If you can go, then sure. I don't see why not.
Can you guys pick me up and take me to Rally?
Yeah. We'll just drive right over.
That's good.
Plane ticket to come over.
Does anybody have any idea when Rally is? Like, they haven't released anything besides Columbus, have they?
That link right there that I sent you has the proposed dates.
Yeah, it's pretty much going to be the same days as it was last year, except, I mean, the dates on that weekend have changed, but it's pretty much the last weekend of August. So.
Oh, man. First day of classes start the week before that event. I may go regardless.
Mine after, which is kind of weird.
But. My first day of classes is the 22nd.
Mine's usually Labor Day, so whenever that's September or something.
We always start a week before Labor Day for some reason. I don't know why, but we do.
Well, don't worry. I'll be an actor by then, so that'll be okay.
You can take some of your actor money and come over here.
Take some of your actor money.
Actors get paid well, right?
If you're good. If you're good enough.
You get paid
so,
well.
So are you saying that you're not good?
I'm saying that I need to be found to get the money.
Actually, I make... depending on what I decide to do, I may go to all the events except Anaheim. Because I want to go to Orlando to meet, like, Fumo and Chucky J. I've been wanting to do that.
Oh, that'd be legit.
See, I love how it suddenly turned from, yeah, I was just going to go to Dallas, and then, oh, I'm not going to go to Columbus anymore. Hang on a second. I think I'm going to go to all of it.
I mean, why not?
More for Podtech.
The only thing I would have to, like, do early is get plane tickets, and that way I can save, like, a good chunk of change on that. And then just find someone to like, house with for 3 days. And then fly back? Okay, I'm taking this way too far. That's not shouldn't even be in the podcast.
Okay, just saying
podcast discussion.
Right now.
I'll mention it after I hit the end mark, which I'm going to do it right now. So, thanks guys for listening to the show. Hope we didn't ramble on too much. I think we covered a lot of the bases that a lot of people were interested in.
A lot of the bases. Events.
It's 11:11 Central Time. Make a wish.
It's already Tuesday.
We did post a couple videos up. We didn't manage to get any interviews because by the time I set interviews up for Sunday, people were like, "Eh."
Plus, Walshy wasn't there, so.
So, we'll try to actually do a lot of interviews whenever I decide to go next.
If you come to Raleigh, definitely include me on a Roy interview.
Okay.
If you mention my name, he might recognize it.
Because, I mean, what I'm going to try to do maybe for next time is, I mean, I personally still want to get an interview with Pistola.
That'd be pretty cool.
Just because he's young and I want to kind of get his perspective on being a young gamer. And since Impact did so well, I'll probably try to get someone from there. Possibly Flamesword from Status Quo might be an interesting grab. And then I'll probably ask for suggestions, and I think this time I'm going to actually try to pay attention to MLG a little bit more since the first Reach event is actually kind of set and done with. So there's going to be more of a solid stream of news about a particular team and play styles. So hopefully with that I'll be able to pay attention a little bit better. And if anyone is going or is interested in being a media representative at one of these, please contact me and we'll actually try to get you a press pass. So I was talking with the press lady and it seems like we'll actually be able to
just
get that set up. I see that, Jack. You can stop now.
Okay.
So if you're interested, feel free to feel interested to email me, and we'll try to get that set up for the next couple of events. I'll probably email her probably pretty shortly with my interest in if I can actually go or not. So thanks again for listening to the podcast. Make sure you visit our homepage. We have a couple of posts up there regarding the event that you guys may be interested in. We also have some videos on YouTube, so check those out as well. And as always, check out the forums for our community that you can kind of get involved with and try to hit up some people to play or find some events that we do on a regular basis whenever people decide to host them. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Subscribe to the show if you haven't already in Zune and iTunes. And please help by donating for that'll help us do take care of some of the hosting and possibly some of the events like this for MLG. And eventually, when I do get out of college, it might even go towards me going to stuff like PAX. Considering that's a lot of video stuff, and our video production right now is minimal. Probably not for a while.
So tomorrow, okay.
But yeah, as always, check out the forum, check out the site, subscribe to the show, and if you have any submissions for anything, you can email them at submissions@podtacular.com, and watch the site for when our next episode is and what it's going to be about, because I'm not quite sure what we're going to do. We still have to figure that out. But I want to thank all my guest hosts that came today. We didn't have any of the regular clear except for me, but we have some familiar faces and some new faces here. So if you guys want to go down the line again and say who you are and where you're from, that would be great.
All right, yeah, this is Anorexic Leader, co-overlord of the Podtac Pro Clan.
I'm Stud Muffin. Can't catch the muffin, man.
I'm Otto. I'm in your closet, and don't check, because then I'll have to move.
I'm Jack. I'm from Cyberline, and I do another podcast with Duststorm that he also posts until we get our new site up.
Yay.
Which will happen soon.
You couldn't tell? Jack is from Canada.
Yeah. I'm from Canada, eh?
And I'm Amp. I'm still a Podtac Pro member, and I'm still better than Otto.
You. Dude, let's go right now. Get your ass on read. Go.
Oh, man.
Smackdown. Autobots, unite.
Okay, soundbite. That's what I was going to play. Oh, fuck. It's fucked up.
To the dark.